Name matters.
Hello everyone and welcome to the podcast of The Ordinary Maverick. This is Ajay, your host, an ordinary maverick sharing real life thoughts and experiences and maverick tips. If you haven't hit the subscribe button yet, please do so and you'll not miss another episode.
Do names matter? Interesting question, right? And one that can be answered both ways, with a yes and a no. Names define who we are when they are a person's name. But then, names or definitions describe places and objects. The definition of a name is that it's a term used for identification by an external observer. For example, it can be about a class or category of things or even a single thing, can be unique or within a context. When it's a personal name, then that identifies a specific individual human. I recall studying grammar in school and being told about proper names and proper nouns as well as common names. One also gives names to people, things, places. Like parents give their child a name and we name flowers and our pets as well as planets and stars and just about everything. Speaking of grammar, I have to admit that this wasn't one of my strong or favorite subjects. And to top it all, I studied in a convent school where grammar was super important and knowing your Wren and Martin was the gold standard. For those who may not know, but Wren and Martin was an English grammar textbook written primarily for children of British officers residing in India. These books were widely adopted by Indian schools in the post-colonial era. Must admit, at times I almost gave up and felt I would never get it. There were so many complex rules and a multitude of exceptions and variations. What was spoken English was not necessarily the right grammar English. It would get confusing to know when to use would, could, should, and then how to sequence the words in the proper order. Like one says, she reads books often, when it should actually be she often reads books. Anyway, let's not get into too much of grammar here. All to say, it's a great subject and I deeply admire all that have the mastery of it. Getting back to the names, indeed, it's such a privilege and very humbling when one has the responsibility to give a name. I have to say, it was the most special, once-in-a-lifetime moment, a humbling experience when both my daughters were placed in my arms just few minutes after they entered the world. All it took was one look, and as I held them and gazed into their eyes, that's it. Call it what you will, father-daughter bond, everlasting love. I think there's no other way to describe it. Whatever it is, it's for life and forever. Well, as is the case, everyone started asking about their names. Unknown to all, my wife and I had thought about the names for our girls long before. And so, when they were born, we were all ready and both our girls got their beautiful names just as we desired. There are interesting traditions with giving names. Every culture has its own way. In some cases, different family members give the names to the baby. Sometimes it's the aunt or the grandparent, and sometimes it's a tradition to carry forward the names of their ancestors in the family. Regardless, giving a name is such a special thing. Difficult to quite describe it or put a name to it. The person carries that name through their lifetime and even beyond. So yes, names are important. They create a bond between people and a name communicates something almost immediately when one hears it. This is particularly true when names immediately bring something to mind. Now this is because everything around us has a name. All objects, things have a name. Think about it for a minute. Look around you. Everything has a name, and if this wasn't the case, we would be lost. But names can be confusing too. How so, you may ask? Well, for one thing, names immediately convey something to your mind. Say for example, I say flower. You can think of any flower, right? But if I say rose, then that draws a picture in your mind. And if I describe it further, like say white rose or red rose, you once again start picturing that in your mind. That's what happened to me on a recent trip to Ireland. We were in Cork, one of the beautiful cities down in the south of Ireland. It's Ireland's second largest city and has a fun vibe with absolutely stunning rugged coastlines and scenery. We were staying at this real funky hotel with some lovely art decor, great views of the city, and just generally a feel-good buzz. We go down for breakfast one morning and find a fantastic buffet spread. Now, if you have been listening to my podcast, you know I'm a vegetarian and have always been so. Now, when I'm eating food outside, I'm extra careful as never quite sure where eggs, meat or fish will find its way into my dish. I'm sure you know what I mean if you are a fellow vegetarian too. I see pudding on the menu, and like the name suggests, it brings a certain dish to my mind. Pudding generally refers to a sweet dairy-based dessert to most people. In India, where I grew up, that's what we meant when we said a pudding. It's a foreign term, but pudding meant something sweet. Little did I know that pudding is a term that refers to any dish, savory or sweet, that's boiled or steamed inside a cloth, or traditionally inside an animal intestine. Yes, you heard it right, an animal intestine. And one has white pudding or black pudding. White pudding is a grain-based sausage flavored with plenty of fat and then stuffed into a sausage casing. Generally, white pudding uses oatmeal or barley or pork or breadcrumbs, spices and sometimes pork meat or pork liver. And it's a traditional Irish breakfast alongside baked beans, eggs, mushrooms and broiled tomatoes. Generally, it's brown or beige in color. Black pudding is a distinct regional type of blood sausage originating in the United Kingdom and Ireland. It is made from pork or occasionally beef blood with pork fat or and a cereal, usually oatmeal or barley groats. It has a strong earthy flavor like meaty or nutty with a chewy texture like salami. And black pudding is quite distinct. Now hold on and don't get ideas. You know, how am I describing all of this and did I actually taste it? Well, the answer is no. My wife did have a taste of it and this is how she described all of it, what I shared with you. To go on further, a black pudding is quite distinct. There is addition of plenty of beef or pork blood, like a traditional blood sausage. Black pudding takes on a dark red or brownish color due to this. See what I mean by names can be confusing. Thank goodness I checked what black and white pudding options were exactly before taking some from the buffet. My initial curiosity was like, what's black and white pudding? Maybe it's different kind of sweet dishes. And thanks to the name, I thought of something sweet with the word pudding based on what I was exposed to. Well, I learned something new that day. And it made me think names do matter. And then my wife shared a funny memory with the word pudding. This is from when she went on a school trip in primary school with her convent school nuns. The school trip had booked out one of the train carriages and had it parked at the station for a day while exploring the city. No one was allowed to use the restroom on the train while parked and had to go to the restrooms at the station. Well, someone didn't listen. And the nuns went around asking who has made the pudding, as the pudding was, you know, giving out foul smell while the train was parked. Hilarious. For sure, none of the girls were able to eat dessert for some time as the use of the word pudding stuck in their heads for all the wrong reasons. Another confusion I've come across is with Washington State and Washington DC. We live in Washington State currently and many times are asked, is it the capital city? Again, the confusion with the name. Washington is one of the states in the United States of America, while Washington, D.C. refers to the capital city, D.C., District of Columbia. Both were named after the first president of the United States, George Washington. One way of knowing the difference is when people who live in Washington state will always say Washington, while those who live in Washington, D.C. city call it D.C. D.C. is not a state but a federal district that serves as the seat for the federal government. Washington state is known for its stunning natural landscapes, mountains, forests, and coastlines. It's in the Pacific Northwest region, and Seattle is the largest city in the state. See the confusion with names? Fellow Mavericks, take a double look. Dig deeper always and don't just go by your first thought about the name. Yes, name matters. Credits. This podcast series was put together as a team effort from the Bhardwaj family. Concept, design, title, researchers and reviewers Ajay, Sanjana, Avantika and Niharika Bhardwaj. Script, Sanjana. Cover design, Niharika. All rights reserved.